Forgive me for starting a little later. I've been warring with myself for which passage to preach on this morning. I had prepared on Exodus chapter 9, but I kept hearing Habakkuk chapter 2. So here we go. So if you can please turn with me to Habakkuk chapter 2. Lord, whatever you want to do, do it. Habakkuk 2, verse 3. 1 to 3. I will stand on my guard post and station myself on the rampart, and I will keep watch to see what he will speak to me and how I may reply when I am reproved. And how, then the Lord answered me and said, record the vision and inscribe it on tablets, that the one who reads it may run. For the vision is yet for the appointed time, and hastens toward the goal, and will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it will certainly come, it will not delay. Let's pray. Yeah, Father, we humble ourselves before you, Lord. I humble myself before you, God, and I just pray, ask God, that whatever you want to speak this morning, God, and whatever it is that you want to say to us, Lord, will you speak to us, Lord? And I pray, Father, if this is really to be your word, a prophetic word to us, Lord, then I pray, Lord, that whoever it's for, God, will be encouraged by this word. And so, Lord, I humble myself, Lord, in this way. Lord, help me to preach, God, not just your word, God, but in this way, your heart as well. And so we thank you, Lord. We bless you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Exodus would have been a lot easier. So Habakkuk, it's a very short book. You know, it's only a few chapters. And I feel like because of that, I'm also going to have a very short message as well. But, you know, what I really felt like the Lord was really speaking to me through Habakkuk was this morning was really this idea of mercy. And so let me kind of go through what Habakkuk was going through. The book of Habakkuk, he was really, who he was writing to was really the nation of Judah. And so, I say Judah, remember, there was Judah and there was Israel. Israel has already been destroyed by the Assyrians. Judah was the southern country of basically Israel that was left. And what was basically about to happen at this time was, if you remember the Babylonian Empire, they were becoming a very strong, dominant power in the world. And so the Babylonians were actually quite violent. And so what was going to happen eventually was Babylonia was going to take over Judah, and they were going to utterly just destroy Judah and the temple and the people of Israel. And Habakkuk was one of the minor prophets, and around this time what was happening is there was violence in the nation of Israel. Basically, the people of Judah had become so violent that they were killing themselves, they were killing each other, they were, remember, they were also sacrificing babies to Molech. And so it's gotten to this point where it was ridiculous, right? They were supposed to be a nation of priests, and now they're a nation of violence, even against each other. And Habakkuk at this time was basically crying out to the Lord. He was seeing what was happening to his people, and he was saying, Lord, why have you not punished? It was crazy because he was, why haven't you punished the people of Judah? Right? He was crying out against them. He was saying, why haven't you done something? Right? These are your people. You've said that you're going to take them and make them into a nation that would glorify you. You would take them and that you would bless others through them. And now you've allowed them to become this nation of violence, this nation of injustice. And in fact, when you read Habakkuk and some of the, in chapter one, if you read a lot of the cries that Habakkuk has against his nation, his own people, you get this idea that not only are they people of violence, that they are people of not just of greed, of hatred, of murder, of scandal, right? A people that, you know, they of injustice. Let's see. They talk about they're keener than wolves. The horsemen are galloping. Basically, they've become a people that they ransack others. And so Habakkuk is saying, what the heck is going on? Why is this happening? Now, Habakkuk chapter 2, what is basically happening at this point is after he's made this outcry to the Lord, now he's making this prayer and he's saying, Lord, if you will answer me, Lord, if you will only answer me, right? Then I will be quiet and I will wait on you. And so the verse that I felt like the Lord really drawing me to was Habakkuk 2:3, for the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens toward the goal. It will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it. For it will certainly come. It will not delay. Really, what God is speaking to Habakkuk is this. Remember, other prophets have come along. Jeremiah have come along and talked about, you know, the destruction of Judah and what the Lord is going to do, and that the Lord is going to come. Eventually, after he allows for Judah to be destroyed, he's going to come back, he's going to rebuild Israel, all these sort of things. And so what Lord is saying to Habakkuk is saying this, Habakkuk, wait, just wait. It's going to happen. Just wait. I'm going to take care of my people. Just wait. I'm going to do it. Now, why is this important? For this, we have to understand why Habakkuk was crying out against Israel. Okay, the reason why Habakkuk cries out against Israel, remember Pastor Andrew did this really great teaching on the prophets. And I completely forgot some of it. Sorry, P. Andrew. But the part I remember the most was this. When you read especially the prophets of like Isaiah and Jeremiah, one of the most important goals of the prophets is to call for judgment. But really in judgment, it's for repentance. And so not only are they saying, you know, Israel, you failed the Lord. Israel, you've done this wrong. The Lord is angry with you, etc., etc. It's the Lord is angry. I'm telling you this so that you will come into repentance. Right? The important theme of any book of the prophets is not actually judgment. It's judgment based on the result of unrepentance. And so what God actually does through his prophets is to say, repent. And so here we see Habakkuk screaming for judgment, and the Lord is telling him, just wait. Just wait. And what is the vision that God ends up giving Habakkuk? God talks about he's going to bring his judgment, right? Woe to those who continue in this way. So what is God saying to us? I felt like when I was praying this morning, specifically in this prophetic word, is maybe some of us are going through a time. I don't know, but the sense that I really got in my spirit is, Lord, why do you allow these things to happen to your people? Right? Why do you allow for whether it's bad things, right? Why do you allow a condemnation to come to your people? Why is it that you allow for, you know, Christians to go through suffering in the workplace? Why is it that you allow even maybe for some Christians to seemingly become evil or go through bad times, right? Why don't you do something about it, Lord? Why is it that you haven't judged them, right? Or maybe it's non-Christians. Why do you allow non-Christians to come in violence against your people, right? And I mean, having been in the workplace, having started businesses and stuff, I know, right, that sometimes in the workplace, there are some pretty conniving people, right? And to be honest, I've worked with some people who everything they do on the surface is like really nice. They do through their teeth, right? Very smile. Oh yeah, Ricky, you know, we're on the same team, right? But on the inside, you know, they're doing everything they can to try to basically destroy your place in the business, right? To try to take over your shares of the business. And I'm sure you guys know this, especially if you're in finance, right? People are after your profits, right? They're after your P&Ls. Right? And so, Lord, why is it that you allow for this to happen? Well, I felt like the word the Lord was giving this morning is the word mercy. Right? The word is mercy. Right? God could destroy them. God could say, you're after my son's P&L. I'm going to make sure you get fired. Right? I mean, he could do it. But God, I think, allows for these things to happen in mercy. Right? Why? Because out of the outcry of the Christians in the workplace, right? Through their prayers, right? What God is hoping for is as this happens, that people will cry out, Lord, will you come and will you bring deliverance, right? But not just so that you will remove the people that are against me. Remember, Jesus talks about righteousness, right? For you to be righteous, you need to be righteous beyond the Pharisees and scribes. And so what we should be doing is saying, Lord, those that are persecuting me, may they see you and stop in their ways, Right? It's the same thing that Habakkuk should have been doing. Right? Lord, will you, instead of judging Israel, Lord, will you come and bring repentance so that they stop being violent, so that they will turn back to you? And so I believe sometimes the Lord allows these things to happen. It's because of mercy, so that he can allow in our hearts to say, Lord, I pray for those in my workplace who want to destroy me. But Lord, I pray instead that they will see repentance, that they will see not judgment, God, but they will see your grace and your mercy through my life, right? Even in my lack of fear, right? Not fearing them, right? And being gracious to them. Lord, let there be a recognition of God in the workplace so that they will repent. And so, you know, I feel like it's a very short message today. And again, I wanted to preach on Exodus, but I felt like what the Lord was speaking to us is mercy. Do you have mercy on those around you? Do you have mercy on those that persecute you? Do you have mercy on those who seemingly want harm to you? Not mercy of yourself, right? Not mercy because you're saying, I'm going to let you go, but mercy to say, God, have mercy on them, that they may see your good works in me so that they may repent, right? Because ultimately, the goal of mercy is not for you to look good. The goal of mercy is not for you to say, I've done it, Lord. I've done it. I was merciful. The goal of mercy is always repentance. And so I pray that, you know, if you're going through hardship, right, especially in work, if you're going through hardship in family, if you're going through hardship in relationship, whatever it is, right, don't worry. The Lord answered Habakkuk, right? He answered him, woe to those who are violent. Woe to those who shed blood, right? He answered Habakkuk, but his answer to Habakkuk was that so that Habakkuk could pray, have mercy, right? And so let's close our eyes this morning. It's a little bit shorter, but I really felt like the Holy Spirit speaking to us in this way. Are our hearts tailored for mercy? Are our spirits open to the Lord's work in this way, right? What's our reaction when things first happen to us? Is it, God, why haven't you judged these people? Why haven't you broken the schemes that they're trying to do? And why haven't you removed them from my sight, etc., etc.? Don't worry, God's going to do it. But the first thing God wants us to do is to pray for them and to say, Lord, turn them from their evil ways. Have mercy on them, God, that they will not perish. And then I believe it's for us to pray for ourselves. Lord, is my heart the heart of the Lord? Do I have God's heart? Or is my heart simply the heart of wanting blessing in myself? Because, you know, I think oftentimes in our reaction to our circumstances, we see what it is that our hearts are really after. And I think oftentimes if we were to really be honest, we want judgment. We want vindication. But really, we should desire mercy. And so let the Holy speak to us, and the Spirit speak to us in this way. I feel like it's twofold, right? One, God is saying, I'm coming. Don't worry. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of your situation. But two, God's saying, but I want to see mercy. Because my heart ultimately is for those who have sinned to repent. And so let's pray. Let's ask God to work through us, to work in us, to change our hearts if necessary. But importantly, that he's going to bring his mercy to our situations. Let's pray.
All the earth rejoice. God. Oh, we see how great is God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me.
To Habakkuk 2, what a perfect song, huh? God is in control. God is in control. Let's trust in the sovereignty of God in our lives, huh? Let's trust that we don't have to fight for ourselves. Let's trust that we don't have to defend ourselves. Let's trust that we don't have to be the ones to fight for whatever it is that we're working towards. And that God is the one who's in control. And so whatever is happening in your workplace or in your life, if there is something coming against you, praise God. Lord, thank you that you are sovereign. And then pray for his will to be done. Lord, I pray for your mercies. I pray for whatever it is you want to do, let it be done, Lord, because I trust in you. Let's keep praying that way. Go to our community prayers. Let's pray for those suffering from cancer and cancer-related issues. Let's just pray for God's hand of providence over them. Let's pray for God's mercy as well. Let's really pray that His Spirit will just bring them comfort in this time, especially it's one of those things that's so difficult to fight through. So let's really lift up. pray for those suffering from illness, but also in need of salvation. Let's pray that the Lord will do only what He can do, to speak to their hearts, that they will turn to Him and repent. But in this time, let's also pray for healing. Let's pray for relief in the situations. Pray for those suffering from non-cancer related infirmities. Let's really pray for God's comfort to come and His healing as well. Pray for our friends in need of work. Let's pray for God's providence and that He'll provide everything that they need in this time. Let's also pray that they'll use their time well as they wait for God to just to let them know their next area of mission. And so let's pray. Let's lift up. Go to our mission focus. Let's pray for China, and let's pray for SP Beijing. Let's really lift up just covering over them, especially with all the changes in China. Let's pray that they'll have wisdom, especially Pastor Hunsu, and the board will have wisdom to know what to do in the next little while as they adjust to the new laws. Let's also pray for the Chong family, Matt and Nate's parents, Edie Clark and the churches. Let's just pray that God does a mighty work through all of our friends in China and to bring His Spirit to those that need Him. Can't believe I'm saying this, but let's pray for Shanghai. Let's really pray that God prepares the way. I mean, if He's to do it, then let Him do it. You know, we have some friends that are already there that, you know, tell me and tell us that Shanghai is a really hard place. It's really hard to find community, and it's really hard to really seek the face of God. And so let's really pray that God really pours out His Spirit over that place, and that our friends that are already there, let's pray that there's community for them, and that God will lead them and guide them as they're following God in that city. Let's lift up the Middle East. Let's pray for the persecuted churches and persecuted believers. Let's pray for God's covering over all of those that are being not just persecuted, but really hunted after in some respect as well. Let's pray that God's going to bring the protection, that He's going to blind the eyes of the persecutors. Let's pray for deliverance. And let's just pray that hope will arise, especially in all the refugees and all those that are just looking for hope. Let's pray that God's sovereignty just covers them in this way. Let's lift up. So let's also take a minute to pray for the persecutors, you know, in light of today's message. Let's pray that they will also come to know Jesus. Let's pray that they'll also come to know repentance, right? Not just that, you know, there's relief, but that there's also ultimate relief, which is they will come to know the Lord. Let's pray. Let's pray for the board. Let's lift up PCM and Kiwan, Brian, Sandro, Max, Jackie, Connie, and Mon. Let's really pray for wisdom over them and pray for covering over them as well as they lead our church. So let's lift up. Pray for the fellowship ministries. Let's pray for men's ministry, women's ministry, young adults, and SP rings as well. Let's really pray that God really pours His Spirit out on our fellowships, and that there will be healing where it needs to take place, and that men and women of God will rise up in our fellowships and really serve and love the Lord. Let's pray. Pray for our house churches that will be happening tonight. Let's really pray for the Lord's Spirit just to really enter into the homes of the host, and that they're going to have such an awesome time fellowshipping with Jesus tonight. Let's lift them up. Yeah, Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your sovereignty, God. And Father, in many ways, we praise You, God, in all areas, Lord, in which there's persecution, Lord, of Your church. Because Lord, we know you're sovereign God, but we know that in the persecution, God, there's also mercy for those who are persecuting, Lord. And so, God, we want to pray, Lord, for our coworkers, Lord. We want to pray for, you know, the persecution, Lord, and happening in the Middle East or even in China or anywhere, God. We pray, Father, that your mercy will fall, and that, God, those who persecute, Lord, those who are acting in violence, God, or sin, Lord, or unrighteousness, God, that they will see the Lord, Lord, through the faithfulness of your people. And so, God, we pray, Lord, that you will lift up, God, everyone, Lord, who's going through a difficult time, Lord, especially those who are suffering, God, from persecution and unrighteousness that's happening around them. I pray, God, that their spirits will be lifted this morning. I pray, God, that the sovereignty of God, Lord, and that the peace of God, Lord, will just enter their hearts so that, Lord, they will be able to continue, Lord, in following you, God, which you've called them to. And so, Father, thank you, Lord, for my friends, God. I continue to pray, Father, for your deliverance, God, and your covering. Lord, bless them in all that they do. Bless their hands, God. Anoint them that they will be successful, Lord, in all that you've called them to. And so we thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you guys. Have a good time of prayer. We'll see you tomorrow.